Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Awakener Podcast. It's great to be with you today. This is the second show we're doing. This is a great podcast, the best podcast in the world for a number of reasons. First of all, you need to go to theawakener.ca. It will detail you exactly what's happening. The Western world has been infiltrated by a communist conspiracy, and we're turning around. We're voting this stuff out. And they're not going to go away without a fight. And this is specifically what we're going to talk about in this show with the insider in regards to Justin Trudeau, the Liberal Party, and a bunch of kind of things that we're feeling out right now. So we'll get right to it. Insider, how are you?
I'm doing great, Awakener. How are you?
Okay, so Insider, about a year ago, we did a Canadian show where he started talking about this guy called
Mark
Carney.
Mark
Carney. And I was like, well, it doesn't make sense that they would bring this guy in if Trudeau, has to leave, because he seems like he's a little bit... But you know what? The insider, I'll give it to you. When I phoned you, I said, you know what? You were right about this. This guy, Mark Carney, was dibbed to be Justin Trudeau's replacement. You can literally see, you can see all the bots. When you go on Twitter, you can see all the bots talking about, oh, Mark Carney this, Mark Carney that. I'm going to vote for Mark Carney. I'm going to do this. They are already leading him right to the front door. And you called it, insider.
I appreciate that. Yes, I did.
So tell us a little bit about Mark Carney, because obviously a lot of our listeners are from the States, and they're like, why on earth do I care about Canada? Because they're the 51st state, and it's meaningless. But for those viewers, give them a quick kind of spiel.
Okay, so guys, so you understand who Mark Carney is, and why I said he is the chosen one. He's the
chosen one.
He's the chosen one. He's the one who's going to take over for Justin Trudeau. So you have to understand a few things. Mark Carney was the Bank of Canada governor for a number of years. To be a, let's understand what the globalists are, right? So the globalists, one of the biggest aspect of the globalists is the global banking infrastructure. And you cannot be a Bank of Canada governor without getting the blessing of the global banking elite. And so he was the Bank of Canada governor for a number of years. And right. Then when he finished that term, he became the Bank of England governor. So it's again,
apparently messed things up over there.
Apparently, yeah, he didn't do the greatest job. And, you know, he took credit over here in Canada for sailing us through the 2008 financial crisis, which was nonsense because our banks are much more stronger than the United States and our banks are more centralized than the United States. So it had nothing to do with him. And it really had to do with Harper and Flaherty, who was the prime minister and the finance minister at the time. Irrespective, he's got the blessing of the global banking elite.
Right.
So he's a globalist through and through with those two huge portfolios. Plus, on top of it, if you look at his agenda, He is a crazy environmentalist.
I was just about to say that. I noticed that he was a crazy fundamentalist when it comes to climate change and all this stuff.
Big time.
Just indoctrinated, you know what I mean?
Big time.
So he's China's best friend, in my point of view.
He's China's best friend. He's the WF's best friend. He's clearly... So you could just tell that if they ever needed to switch out Trudeau, he would be the chosen one to come
in. You ever seen Chrystia Freeland? She kind of looks like she's talking to people and she's like on like a lot of drugs. Yeah, you know, she seems a little bit crazy nowadays.
She's
a little bit stressed out.
She seems like she has a lot of gas. Like she hasn't...
Well, that wasn't what I was thinking, but I was thinking there's something nefarious going on with Trudeau, which I've detailed on this podcast. And we were speculating on the phone that they were going to do something to kind of hide Justin Trudeau, to kind of insulate him in regards to this election and kind of maintain power. Now, I guess it's my point of view that the Liberals are not going to go away. I've told you that there's no benefit to Justin Trudeau leaving, because if anything happens when Trudeau leaves and they don't have somebody in there to take his place to help control power, that all the investigations that are going to come out are basically going to, well, blackmail, right? Treason. So this is really interesting. It looks like they're swapping out the head. You confirm that, right?
That's what I believe. And the way it looks, all the main players in the Liberal Party that are behind Justin Trudeau are now behind Carney's campaign. Right. All the main MPs are coalescing behind Carney. There's much less going with Freeland. So
basically mean like the party is kind of, you know, we don't have this leader completely chosen yet, even though they do, to kind of see like, oh, we're impartial, even though they're not.
Right.
And she will eventually, obviously, like we talked about on the phone, she's going to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to step down. And Carney is the man, because you can see all the Twitter bots, all these people. It's amazing. Who's receiving money on Twitter that are bots from various factions? It's very interesting. I'd love to investigate that. Now, it really makes sense to me, and this is kind of the nefarious thing we've been talking about on this podcast. As you know, insider. I've speculated that Justin Trudeau has control of people in Parliament through blackmail. Obviously, Justin Trudeau has controlled himself. And right. this is something that he is kind of guiding Canada towards in the fight against Trump. Now, they're kind of setting this up, like this foreign interference report. I'm very nervous about it. And we had talked about, you know, how the Russians were kind of used as an enemy against us, the right wing, when obviously in the States, as everyone knows, when Donald Trump and the right were, oh, you're Russian assets. And they're all hatched as being, you know, in bed with Putin. And everybody ran with that story for so long, but that was all manufactured. Now, this foreign interference report to me really seems like it's going to be, I don't want to read it. It literally seems to me that they're going to fabricate the whole thing and label us Russian assets. And I'm just doing this from kind of my gut instinct, to be honest with you. What are your thoughts?
I get what you're saying, that, and it is possible that they could start labeling the right wing. I mean, you saw that they were spending more time attacking the conservatives. They were attacking.
They labeled you know, Peterson a Russian asset.
They also labeled they labeled media. You're right. They labeled Jordan Peterson a Russian media, Russian asset. A lot of the media people, the talking heads, they labeled them Russian media assets. That is, it's very possible. And they also, you notice on Twitter and things like that, they've minimized China's effect. They've right. like tried to wash away what effect China has had.
Completely. Even though we know that there is various ridings that were receiving money
yep.
and they were being sponsored by China. We knew yep. this. We obviously knew this to get Harper out of office, to put somebody in office that was going to go along with the agenda, which we've covered for years. But I'm nervous only because I feel like these people are going to repeat the Russian fiasco. Now, remember how when things happen here in Canada, we're a few years behind what happens in the States. So this whole fiasco to me seems like an attempt to not relinquish power based on opposition kind of being foreign agents and then, you know, using that as, well, we don't need to step down. Now, is there any kind of options for the Liberals to do something like that? Or like even, you know, let's pretend. Like we don't know who this justice is and who appointed her. We know she was appointed in 2015. What is her name again?
Justice Hogue. She's from Quebec. Hogue.
So we don't know exactly who's appointed her, but my suspicions are that it's not going to be good. So do they have any method to kind of declare a national emergency under the guise of we have political infiltration or whatever they want to do?
Sure, the Liberals could do that. I mean, we saw how quickly they invoked the Emergencies Act, which was later found out to be unconstitutional. But the law is still there and they can invoke it through cabinet.
Right. And then obviously they have until October, as we yep. discussed, and then they can technically prorogue parliament for 1 year afterwards.
Afterwards, yeah.
So they could prorogue parliament for 1 year under a guise of a national emergency and do another quasi-investigation after the foreign interference report comes out and then declare, well, these kind of are illegal in Canada.
I see where you're going with
you
this.
You see where I'm
yes.
going with this, right?
Yes.
My language is not the best, so yeah. I'm trying to explain to you the nefarious of what's going on. So the nefarious of what's going on is obviously Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Barack Obama is going to lead to Trudeau. The reason why Trudeau happened was because they needed somebody in Canada to accomplish various aspects before this war they were setting up. So they put Trudeau in place. We know this. You know this if you listen to my material. The problem is that Trudeau and crew are getting their backs pushed against the wall where the truth is going to come out. And it's much like, you know, blaming your political opponent. Oh, you're the ones who did this, even though it's a textbook weapon of war. Blame your political opponent for what you yourself are guilty of in an attempt to not relinquish power. So I cannot see anything good happening from this. Let's hope I'm wrong, but we're going to wait for that foreign interference report. But it's like, what, 6 days from now?
Yeah, very soon. Yes.
It's very soon.
Very soon.
It is really amazing how everyone has completely forgot about China. China's kind of been wiped out, like you said, from this investigation. Don't forget that, you know, Trudeau was training fighters how to fight in China. They're training them how to fight in cold weather climates.
Here in Canada.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Like, and then you had the Chinese spies in the Winnipeg lab.
Yep.
Not to mention various other things that are happening.
And that's what we know about.
That's what we know about. Exactly. The iceberg is always much bigger at the very end.
Right.
Very interesting time to be around. Obviously, with your predictions, what do you think will happen? I know you told me that you think Trudeau they're going to prorogue parliament as long as possible.
So they want to prorogue it as long as possible. They have to come back because they need a supply bill in order to fund the ministries.
Right.
So that's why they left it to March 24th. It wasn't just out of kindness.
When did they have to go back, though, for that to get a supply bill?
By the end of March.
Okay.
So that's why he did it March 24th. It wasn't out of kindness to the Canadian public.
Right.
And it was all hatched that they will have this leadership and then make the due date for the leadership on March 9th.
Right.
So they'll have a theoretical prime minister. Whether that prime minister has a seat or not in parliament is questionable. And then
any excuse to kind of buy time before the polls.
Exactly.
Kind of swing a little bit better in their favor. And maybe this foreign interference report is a way to kind of manipulate Canadians into thinking, oh my goodness, look what they did, and they're all Russians, and then kind of move the tides over where they can then have an election and get power again.
Yeah.
Who knows?
You can start seeing that their liberal bots, their pollster bots are, you know, the liberal favored pollsters are trying to show at the polls that the liberals are getting a second wind a little bit. Sure, the conservatives are still in control, but they're trying to show that the margin is tightening. And that's really only a product of every night on the news, they're talking about the liberal leadership.
This
they're talking like, about Freeland,
this
Carney.
Sounds like Kamala Harris. This sounds
yeah, well, that's
like,
what it is. That's what they did.
It sounds a lot like, oh my goodness, the talking head is kind of going under. Let's replace the head and then boom.
But
instead
of replacing Biden with a Kamala, they're going to replace Trudeau most likely with Carney, which is actually a step up. The guy's more educated.
He is very educated. He seems very smart.
I mean, he's pretty boring when he speaks.
I don't know if those pictures with Maxwell are really going to do him any good.
No.
But, you know, who really knows how much control our foreign governments have over our elections? This is something else that we speculated long and
right.
about this show. I want to ask you a personal question. What's your thoughts on Jagmeet?
So that's a great thing. So here's my.
I know you're like biting the bit to talk about him. Like, let me ask you a question first. What are the chances that he's going to let this government fail? Zero.
Okay. So here's the thing. So the people can understand, especially if they're not following Canadian politics every day. The Liberals have a minority government, so they need another party to backstop them. So it's like a coalition government.
Right.
And
so
the NDP
government's going to fail, right? As soon as they have any kind of vote of non-confidence or a budget.
Well, that's hold on. So let me explain, because that's kind of the idea, and that's where all the conservatives are thinking it's going, and it may not go the way they want.
Right.
So they have a coalition with the NDP. The NDP gave them enough votes to backstop them, give them enough as if they had a majority. Jagmeet was continuing to support them blindly forever. And then finally in December, he said, that's it. I give up. He wrote an official letter saying that in the next non-confidence vote, he is not going to vote confidence with the government.
Right. Unless certain politicians are Russian assets.
Well,
and then,
yes.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm so sorry. I had to change my mind.
Yeah.
But I got to change my mind.
Now, my prediction is he could just as easily vote non-confidence and let the government fall. He knows that the conservatives would win, which would do him no favors. So what he could do as an excuse, and this is my prediction, what Jagmeet is going to say is, well, I had no confidence in Trudeau as a leader, but now that Trudeau has stepped down as leader, and now we have a new prime minister, which could be Freeland or Carney, or whoever else, but those are right. probably the two will win. He could say, well, I'm willing to give them a chance because I've spoken to them and we have common goals between the Liberals and the NDP. Remember, the NDP is the Socialist Party.
Right.
So he could then say, when the time comes to vote non-confidence, like the Conservatives have put motions before, or the throne speech, because when we return to Parliament on March 24th, they have to start off with the throne speech. It all starts, it's a reset. They start fresh.
Right.
The throne speech gets a confidence vote, and he could vote still in favor of the Liberals and keep them in power until October. And then, like you said, I get where you're coming from.
Right?
They could prorogue Parliament because they could say, oh my goodness, we have Russian enemies on the conservative side and we need to have a full investigation. And so it's an emergency.
Pending outcome of this investigation, which we're going to appoint the people ourselves, blah,
right.
blah, 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 blah. I want to ask you another question. I know our American leaders or listeners, sorry, are probably falling asleep here because they're like, well, does Canada matter? And honestly, we don't matter because all it would take was 6 F-22 Raptors. We're done.
Well, I thought we're going to be the 51st state.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So none of this is really going to matter. But let me just explain something to everybody, okay? And this is my kind of a question. You know, I did notice something. The Liberal Party of Canada raised by a considerable margin the amount of money it took to raise to become one of these candidates.
Correct. Correct.
What was the amount?
So it's now $350,000.
Who has $350,000
on a campaign
to take a chance?
Yep.
for winning.
On a campaign that's going to last from mid-January to March 9th. So you have to raise $350,000, of which $50,000 is refundable. $300,000 goes back to the party.
I don't know how people don't think that these people are sketchbacks.
So this is made as a coronation for... The only two people who could raise that kind of money is Mark Carney or Chrystia Freeland.
Yeah, and Chrystia Freeland was probably given the money so that they could have a few candidates to make it look like...
To make it look like a horse race.
Even though it's not a horse race, because yeah. The horse has already been chosen.
Yeah.
And if it hasn't been chosen, don't worry, the Dominion voting machines will choose it for you.
And I'm telling you, I chose that horse a number of years ago. I was always on the lookout for Mark Carney, and I warned everyone.
I don't think they're going anywhere, bro.
That's the scary thing.
When I talk to you on the phone, I keep telling you, I'm like, listen, I do not think they're going anywhere. That's just my
gut
feeling.
You could be right.
Because, you know, communists are evil, evil people.
And they will hold on to power.
To leave.
Yeah,
I've been teaching you about it for years.
You're right. You have been, and they'll hold on to power. And I think that you're very right that they're not going to let go, because they know if there's an election, the Conservatives most likely win, whether it's going to be a minority or majority.
This is a very changing time, and this is what I said to everybody, right? So we're getting to a point now where the right actually might become a very dominant party again and win most elections. So before, people expected the Democrat Party to win most of the elections. They were the dominant party, and obviously what's starting to skew, and the Republicans might be the dominant party, and this is not obviously good. This is not good for world communism. This is not good for evil Klaus Schwab. This is not good for any of those evil bastards. So yeah. Lots to talk about in the next show. I think the next show, or it's the previous show, we're going to record it right after this, but it's all about Joe Biden and all about the election, all about some executive orders, and all about all kinds of goodness. So tune in.